My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, is Davin's scammer Agnes getting touches of sincerity, or is Davin being played? Meanwhile, it looks like Joe's scammer Mavis is back. So listen and enjoy.
I can't imagine being divorced and not having you in my life, by my side. Then this would all be for nothing, a complete waste of time, and worse, my kid's heart broken for nothing.
Yeah.
Because we're all in it, babe. I go, I hope so. I mean, I know we are. I want a life with you. She goes, I love you with all my heart. I will never, ever forget the first day that we met. I remember each and every detail. Meeting you has been an answer to my prayers. I love you so much, babe. I go, that's sweet.
She better remember each and every detail. She's going to be called on it. Good point, Joe.
She's going to be quizzed mercilessly.
There will be a test.
No denial.
Yes.
I'm keeping score. I know. Hope she is, too.
I know.
I go, that is sweet. Things mean more when they come from your heart. Not somebody else's hand. Oh, okay. The reason I said that was because I love you with all my heart. I will never, ever forget the first day we met. I remember every detail. That was from the Roman. That was another scammer bullshit. That's what that was. I almost forgot.
But I was like, I remember every detail of the moment we met. They make it sound like you've actually met in person.
Yeah, I know.
It's just
every detail.
There's not Facebook romance poems.
I remember.
At least not that I'm aware of.
I know, but it's like, I remember every mark of punctuation. You know, because
that first question mark when you thought this was bullshit.
The ellipses that drove me wild. It's like, stupid.
Yeah. She goes, I love you, babe, and I feel like being with you. I go, what do you mean being with me?
Yeah.
I'm trying to get the sexy talk back.
Yeah.
Yeah, but honey, don't you sometimes feel I have destroyed all you worked for so many years? The moment I walked into your life, everything changed.
Mm-hmm.
I go, well, if your feelings for me are as you say they are, and we live happily ever after, then it is all worth it.
Fat chance. Sorry.
Could happen. If somehow this is all just a hoax, or it ends shortly after the divorce, or you were just playing me, then it would be an unmitigated disaster.
Why are you always saying those things to me?
Once that divorce becomes finalized, I could be broke and my reputation ruined. Yeah. If we are together, then it is worth it.
Okay.
You like how I'm playing this?
Yeah, yeah.
Where that if she goes, sticks around, she could be in with money.
Yeah.
Depend on how the divorce goes.
Yeah.
We'll have to see.
I know, but she's still in.
How could you not be?
She spent this much time. She's still in.
I'm a great
catch. She's so close.
Better than Richard Eldorado. At least I've got leeches clinging on to me.
He had a tough one.
He certainly did. All he's got now is Mr. Whiskers.
Oh.
She goes, I love you, but I think your kid will suffer. Did your wife ask for divorce or you asked for it? I go, what are you saying? I did. Why? I'm feeling empathy. I'm feeling a touch of remorse here.
I know.
Am I being played?
Well, I mean, in the long term,
no,
yeah.
But I'm saying, like, are we getting, like, human emotion, like, wow? Because she has talked me out of suicide a couple times. Well, she's a little bit more concerned about the drinking.
A little bit.
Very high maintenance.
I certainly am.
Yeah.
But I'm also very entertaining.
You're
and very
a lot
loving.
Of work.
I am.
I'm surprised that, I mean, at these little touches of, well, gee, you know, isn't this horrible? But you know what? You're piling on the sincerity and then hit.
But they're not usually.
Bullshit. But no, but here's little touches of sincerity and trustworthiness and empathy. And then, oh, and can you hand me some bucks?
While I was reading this.
Yes.
I was thinking I might be reaching this person. Because that's what I've tried to do. Will they come clean?
Will they finally cave and feel bad about it?
I am bringing this all to a head.
Yeah.
Will they do? And here it looks like
they're almost feeling bad. Like, oh, wow, have I totally destroyed your life? Like, the person almost sounds like they're developing a conscience for a moment.
What do you think, Joe? Bullshit or caring a little bit?
I think a little caring. I think there's caring in it.
Really?
Yeah.
Joe's much warmer to Agnes now that he dealt with Flory the other day. He reminded what a nightmare that was. She goes, I love you, but I think your cable. Who asked for the divorce? I said, I did. Why? She goes, from the way you talk, I think you're suffering. I go, well, right now is hard, but then it is over and you are here beside me and it will all be worth it. That's what I am fighting for.
Uh-huh.
I hate to interrupt you. Breaking news. My girl has gotten back to me.
Oh, well, no way.
I don't know if we're going to get that tonight, but that is very good news.
Yeah, that is very good news.
Boys and girls.
Don't fuck it up. In your real relationships and your bullshit ones.
Relationships. I'm trying not to do that.
Is that why you've been so fucking distracted?
No.
I feel like we need the bouncing ball.
Pull out your bouncing balls, Joe.
Ta ta titi ta, motherfucker. And then there's Joe's part. Rest.
Wow, that's going back.
I never got that either.
Wow.
I never understood that either.
That's a rhythm.
I know. I don't have it, and I never understood it. Let's move on. She goes, love you, honey. Got to go to sleep. We'll talk tomorrow. I go, I love you, too. For a minute, I thought you were going to break up with me. Love you, babe. I go, I love you. Are you going to dump me? I'm cooking dinner again, but I got to run back and forth like an asshole. I go, I have a knot in my stomach. No, babe. Just take everything easy. I just have a feeling that you are having second thoughts about something. I go, I am. Oh, that was me saying it. I'm just having that you say. I'm only hurt by the feelings of your kid. She goes, me too. It's been very hard on her, but maybe she will gain a stepmom and a brother.
Oh.
She goes, yeah, babe. I love you, babe. Talk to you tomorrow. I go, okay. Maybe even on the phone. It will be all okay when we are one big happy family.
Hmm.
She goes, yeah, honey. Talk to you tomorrow. Love you. All right. December 7th.
Oh, dear, that we're living in for me.
She goes, yeah, I was worried about yesterday. Hope you're doing good. I go, she hopes I'm doing good. She said, I can call tomorrow. I go, yay! Like a retard.
and click, done, gone.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.